mess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down. I am the Eggman.
If my band,
hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
If you usually listen at this hour, you might recognize my voice. My name is Kim, and you're currently listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Toast Free From Radio, except today is a little bit different than usual. Usually we have live bands coming in and performing, but last week was the last live music week for PAG, and I'm graduating, and this week, for 1 hour, we'll be presenting my music engineering capstone on the recording and production track, which was very much inspired by my involvement with Post Adolescence Glow, and features four of some of the most memorable artists from the show. So, I'm gonna start off with the longest one. This is called Sleep On by Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus. It's a jazz quartet. And Sanaa Cadet performed on PAG in January of this year. And I recorded two songs from her and her band for this capstone project. And it's going to be released soon as a live studio version onto Sanaa's Spotify. So that's super exciting. But yeah, I'm going to continue setting up and let Sleep On play through and then talk a little bit about this project and all that jazz. I'm hoping, I haven't been broadcasting from Studio A in forever, so hopefully I do this right. I feel like I should know what I'm doing by now, but let's see.
Thank you.
So, that was awesome. Again, that was Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus, her band. So, as I mentioned, Sanaa came on PAG, I think, in January or February. I think they came, like, that was the first show of the semester, I think. No. Yeah. Yeah, true. And I had already recorded the next three songs I'm going to play. I had recorded in August. So I was kind of wanting to add another band to the compilation album project. And I really like jazz music. I didn't have any bands that, you know, were playing jazz music or just had fully instrumental groups and compositions. So yeah, quickly wanted Sanaa to be a part of the project, and she's so awesome. Her music is beautiful and amazing, and all of their playing is insane. And working on these songs with them was such a fun process, and I learned so much. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. I recorded everything as, we did a couple of takes, but the whole thing is just one take. I really wanted to emulate a live performance feel that you get from PAG, because the energy and the synergy between all the musicians is really important and is one of the most foundational features of live music and of the kind of vibe that PAG has brought and the kind of platform that it has given to young musicians. So I'm really proud of the show the last 4 years, everyone who's been a part of it, everyone who's performed, and this project was a way to kind of commemorate that and emulate the sense of energy and just like passion that I felt every single week coming from these young artists. So anyways, basically, yeah, I had recording sessions, 4 different recording sessions with 4 different groups, 2 songs each, in mostly in Fisher Performance Hall, which is in the basement of Granoff Music Center here on campus. And I recorded 1 band here at WMFO in Studio B. And since August, honestly, mostly since January, though, I've been editing, mixing, working on all of these songs and trying to make them, you know, sound good. So I just presented the project yesterday to my advisor. I think it went pretty well. So that is really exciting. And now I'm just commemorating everything with this last hour on WFO, possibly ever, unless I pick up a sub slot, we'll see. So that was Sleep On by Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus, and it will be released soon on streaming services. And I think I'm going to play a song by Cordelia Fox next. Cordelia's been on PAG twice, both I think in 2024, kind of early on. She already has graduated from Berklee. These are all students at Berklee College of Music, by the way. Cordelia graduated from Berklee. She's now in LA, living her producer musician dreams. And yeah, she's an awesome musician. Her band is amazing. Her songs are amazing. And I don't know the name of this song, which is sad, but I will find out soon when she texts me back. So let me just make sure I have the right mix. Wow, it's so weird to be in here. Like, I'm always in the other studio. Okay, perfect. Okay, bye. So good, right? So good. Oh my gosh. I was just thinking, I was singing along to that song because I've heard it so many times now. I know all the words. And I'm going to re-release all of these songs as covers and I'm going to sing all of them because I'm just obsessed. Anyways, again, that was Cordelia Fox. She has a bunch of music released on Spotify. She's also just definitely releasing more. She seems to be working and doing really awesome things. So go listen to her music and support her, because she's such an awesome musician and producer and friend. So yeah, that was Cordelia Fox. And what was I going to say? Something else, I guess. I think I might... I have two more to play, but I might play three more, depending on how much time we have. But I guess I'm just... Yeah, that song was done here in Studio B. So it was a really different mixing process than the other songs that I did in Fisher, because Studio B, I also did a whole project on the room acoustics and possible improvements of the live room at WMFO for my architectural acoustics project. So I know a lot about why the room sounds the way it does and what measures could be taken to make it sound better. And one of the biggest things that makes that space not great for recording is that it is not very isolated, and you can hear this busy intersection right outside. But luckily, I didn't have many issues with that during the process, and honestly, things came out way more isolated and clearer than I expected them to, especially between like the drum and the vocals. Like, I was expecting there to be a lot of interchange and bleed there that I actually didn't have too much trouble with. And one of the biggest things I learned in this project was how to have a good relationship with bleed, because, you know, recording everyone in the same room at the same time using the one take, there is bleed between instruments, especially in the vocals, and you have to learn to be okay with that. And I think that just, you know, still promotes the collective energy of the music and the performance, so it's okay. Don't be scared of bleed. Anyways, the next song I'm going to play is Aurora by Ella Faye, who has been on WMFO with her own band once and as a backup singer once, I think, maybe more than that. Ella is an amazing singer, songwriter, everything. And this song is one of my most favorite songs, like, ever. It's released on streaming services. She also has like a live studio version of this already released. And I think it's just one of the most beautiful songs ever. Her voice is dynamically insane. And yeah, if you have the chance to go see her live around Boston, totally do. Check her out on Instagram, Ella Faye Harrington, possibly. I don't know if she is putting her last name in her Instagram, but yeah, she's pretty amazing. Her band is amazing. And I'm going to stop blabbing. Let me find the correct mix yet again. Okay. Sorry, I already gave you guys a sneak peek. Let's start over. Okay, bye.
Won't you hear me roar down to the lakes I call home? Silence has a hand to hold out to you.
and safe in the sand. Oh, oh, oh,
again, and no words. That is such a beautiful song. I've listened to it so many times. I think I've played the release song on Ella's Spotify on the radio too before, and she also performed it live on PAG. So that has been, there's been space for that song at WMFO in many different ways. And yeah, just what a beautiful piece. I'm so happy that I was lucky enough to be able to record that song in Fisher with a amazing grand piano, because it just sounds so amazing. And I used the Neumann TLM 103s, if you're wondering. And those microphones are amazing too. Anyways, go check out LFA, support her music, see her live. She's amazing. And now that it is a little past the half hour, I am going to make up my own PSA, because this should be in the PSA book, but it's not, and that's fine. Tomorrow in Somerville / Medford area, Porch Fest is happening, if you don't know. And that is where a lot of bands play live on their porches all throughout the neighborhoods. There is a... Oh, I should probably know how to do... there's a website. Let me figure out what it is. Where you can see where all of the... all of the bands are. There's addresses. I think just look up Porch Fest Somerville. Yeah. And it is, there's different zones. The West Zone is playing from 12 to 2. It's all from 12 to 6 p.m. There's a West Zone, Central, and East Zone, which you can find on the Porch Fest website. And I am playing with my band Jane, who performed on PAG last week at 116 Pearson Road from 12 to 1 p.m. So if you're in the area, please come support us or any musician performing at Porch Fest. I've never been able to be a part of Porch Fest because I've always left before it happened. So I'm really, really excited to finally be a part of it. And a lot of people here at WMFO are involved in some way. So yeah, that's my PSA that I just came up with. Anyways, so the next song is by Marianthe Olympia. I forgot I was going to look up how to pronounce this in Greek. The title is in Greek. and Maranthi played these songs from her new EP, acoustic EP that just came out like a month ago. She performed on PAG recently a couple weeks ago, and then also performed originally, I think, in 2024 as well. Her and LFA share a lot of the same musicians between each other. And that's how I met Ella. It was through Maranthi. Maranthi's an amazing artist too. She's from Athens and just, well, you will see and hear. Oh, you will, we won't see. You'll hear. But her music is very dramatic and super well arranged. I just love the storylines that she creates with her compositions. So this song, which I'm going to look up how to pronounce after it plays and then try to say it to the best of my ability, is all in Greek. And I recorded this the same day as I recorded Ella's session, also in Fisher. And I just love the song. I've been blasting this in my headphones, like lip syncing all around campus. So, yeah. I apologize for any short segments of waiting before the song plays, because there were a couple songs that I did not do an amazing job of getting it to start right at the start time. So if that happens with this song, that's why. And I apologize in advance. But here it is, Maranthi Olympia. Sorry, I didn't play it at the beginning. Wow. Okay. Bye again. Έχει εικόνα παλιώσει και κανείς δεν κοιτάω την τύχη. Αν σκοτάδι είναι η άχνια, θα τα κλείνω τα μάτια. Μα πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά. Μα πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά. Εγώ περίμενα πως αν μεγάλο να θα διάβαζα κι εγώ μεγάλα κείμενα. Ήταν οι λέξεις τους γνωστές, τα λόγια φιλικά προσκύμενα. Μονός μου μου έταξε έναν κόσμο, έκατσα τυφλά, περίμενα τα επικείμενα. Και κάποιοι μου δώσαν το προσωπείο του Θεού, στο χέρι μου τα κούμπησαν. Κι εγώ σαν το νιώσα βαρύ, με δύναμη σφιχτά το κράτησα. Εκ των υστέρα βλέπω πως εκείνη τη στιγμή την πάτησα. Θες που κατάτησαν και το όνομά που μου δώσαν δυο ξένοι, τώρα άλλοι ξένοι, λες και ήταν άτρωτο στη λύθη. Φώναζαν το προσωπείο του Θεού και κάθε τους επιδοκιμασία έτρεφε την άπληστη μου φαντασία, όσο εκείνοι φελεκόνιζαν το προσωπείο του Θεού. Δεν πρόλαβα να ξεμεθύσω, να κοιτάξω πίσω, να δω όλα όσα μου έλαζαν να παίρνουν χρόνο. Μα μέσα στη φλόγα που μου πάνε ανάψω, ξέρω το τόσο άξερο τώρα, θα πάνε φόρτα, θα τρέχα με βία τον κόσμο μου να αλλάξω. Κι αν τους έδωσα όλα, τύχη μείνει για μένα. Έχει εικόνα παλιώσει και κανείς δεν κοιτά. Τον σκοτάδι είναι η αγνιά, θα κλείνω. Να πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος.
πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά.
So that was to prosopeo to teo, something like that. Thank you, Google, by Marianthi Olympia. Please, again, go check out Marianthi's music out on streaming services. She just released an EP. This song with as an acoustic version with a bunch of strings and sounding totally different is released on this EP. All of the music is in Greek, and it's very beautiful. Yeah, Marianthi is an amazing artist who I feel like has really blossomed. When I met her through Instagram DMs in like 2024, I just remember her DMing me and being like, I really want to come on the radio show, like, this is my band, this is the group and whatever. And I was just like, I think we planned it really quickly, or just very short in advance. And I was kind of like a little stressed about it. But for some reason, I'm usually not one to, if people know me or are listening, you know that I'm a very planned ahead person. So I remember kind of taking the chance to be like, okay, I'm gonna, because this was a very large band. It was the largest band that we had on PAG to date, and so there was a lot of logistical things to figure out, but after just listening to a little bit of Marianthe's music that she had posted on Instagram and stuff, I was like, okay, I think this is going to be well worth whatever logistical trouble might happen. And 100% it was. That show was amazing. Definitely one of, I mean, every pack is memorable, but I just really enjoyed that show. And from there, Marianthe and I have developed a friendship and connection through PAG and music, and her band are always so gracious and grateful and talented and amazing, and they love being here at WMFO and are just some of the kindest people ever. I could say that about every band that has come on PAG as well, but just giving a little shout out. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Marianthe's band is performing for graduation at Berkeley. She's graduating, and yeah, they have all really like developed their sound as a group, and it's just really cool. I feel like when they came on PAG a couple years ago, we all felt a lot younger, and she had this really strong music, but what didn't have the platform yet. And I feel like she has put herself out there, taken opportunities, and grown a platform and been so committed and passionate to music. It's just like flowing out of her. It's very visible to see. And I just think she's awesome. I think every band and artist that has come on PAG has, I feel like I've been able to watch them blossom as a musician and as a professional, you know, from when they came on to now, like, you know, seeing them through social media and listening to their released music. It's just so cool to see that journey. And I could say the same about myself. Starting WMFO my freshman year and now being the general manager, hosting this super awesome show. It has been a really long journey and amazing place and community to be a part of. And I'm so grateful to Amelia Oliver for sending that email that one day in my freshman year of September. And I was at the Red Sox game and I was like, oh, this could be cool to get involved with the show, like live music. I like live music. That changed my entire, you know, college journey and interests. And I have this now cultivated love for music, music research, music engineering, music listening, music writing. And I don't think that would have happened without WMFO and the people I've met through this community. So I'm sad that this is my last show, but I'm so grateful to have been a part of the long history of this place and hopefully made a small imprint on that history. And keep listening to WMFO, expanding your listenership, expanding your taste, supporting local musicians, supporting young artists, and supporting DJs. Yeah. I could just keep going on and on and doing a whole speech, but I guess I've said what I've said. So you might be able to find PAG again in the future. The new Studio B directors, Oliver and Max, are hoping to bring back some revival PAG shows, but it won't be the same kind of routine every week situation with Daniel and Constantine and I always there. But hopefully it lives on in some sense, and I really hope that this show has inspired some other students or DJs here at WMFO to have more live music on their shows, because it's a very underutilized space, Studio B&D, and I wrote a whole document about how to use it, so if you're listening and you want to get involved, let me know. You can email gm@wmfo.org, and I will teach you, or I won't teach you personally, probably, but I will send you my crazy master document of everything you need to know about the Studio B&D, and I'm sure you'll run into challenges, but you'll figure it out along the way. So I guess this is my final farewell to this studio space. I feel like I'm giving like a Grammy speech or something. but I'm not. I didn't win a Grammy, unfortunately. And I'm just stalling, figuring out how to put... No, I know how to do this. I'm just kidding. Okay, well, it's a beautiful Friday. And go enjoy the outdoors. Because tomorrow might be kind of rainy. Although you should still persevere and still show up to Porch Fest. Because it's okay that it's raining. You're going to be fine. So, yeah. I will close out for the last time a little bit early today. And again, this is Kimberly Francis Curris, and you just listened to the last iteration, as we know it, of Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, those artists that I just played that you should go check out and support are Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus, Cordelia Fox, Ella Faye, and Marianthi Olympia. Thank you to everyone for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful life.
I've been a fool. I looked. It's not wise.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Hi. It hasn't even really started yet, the show, but I don't know, I'm just kind of here. This is Alec from California Basement. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford House Freeform Radio. This is my last radio show probably ever, which feels super weird and monumentous and strange. This has honestly been the only thing in which I felt... I don't know. I like it. Like, it's the only thing that I've really felt.